Not really.
All right, we're almost, we got like two more pages here, and these go pretty fast, so. A person whose husband passed away is called
a widow.
Okay. And a child born out of wedlock.
Illegitimate.
Okay. Do people use the term bastard for that much anymore?
I don't think they do. Yeah. I think that's something that's kind of gone out with the...
Okay.
Which I hope it has, because
yeah.
It's not their fault.
Yeah. And they used to have a celebration when a couple got married. It wasn't necessarily that night. It might be a week or two later.
The shivery.
Are you familiar with us?
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of things happen? Did you have a shivery?
We didn't actually, but it was going on at the time that I married my first husband.
Mm-hmm.
And we were lucky enough we escaped. But it was, they were still doing it then. And it was really kind of fun.
Yeah. Do you remember what kinds of things they did during those?
Oh, just everything miserable that they can think of to make this young couple miserable.
I heard about the pots and pans. And
yeah, just all kinds of stuff.
Was that usually a sign of social acceptance or mm-hmm. unacceptance? Yeah.
I think it was kind of going out of favor at the time, which would have been about 1948.
Okay. Well,
but they were still doing it some, but it was kind of winding down there.
Okay. And there used to be, I don't know, you see them around still, it's a little instrument that people play with their mouth.
Mouth harp.
Okay.
Harmonica.
Okay, same thing. And is that something you could find around here? I mean, like, do you see people playing much around mm-hmm. here?
Not a whole lot, but it is still, it's still something that we know about here.
Okay. A thing that kids play on when they're in the playground and one gets on one end and the other on the other?
Teeter-totter or seesaw.
Okay, same difference.
Mm-hmm.
What about when you have a turkey or some bird and the kids get this bone and they pull it? They break it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's a name for that. Wishbone.
Okay. Do you remember which person won? Or?
The one that gets the big part of the wishbone.
Okay. And is there I'm going to give you a choice of a couple words here. To carry a heavy load could mean either to lug or pack or tote. Which would you use there?
I was going to say tote.
Okay.
Maybe pack
okay.
would be more around here. I think tote maybe went more in the south.
Okay. And you don't hear lug too much?
Not really.
Okay, more pack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when you're, since you have $2, I'll say it this way. When your daughters would go out with a boy, they would be his what? What would they call him?
Girlfriend.
Okay. And do you have any local parties or fairs in mind?
Well, actually, we probably have several.
Mm-hmm. Is it ones that have been going on for years?
We've got one coming up this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You should stick around for.
I might come back for it.
Good.
I gotta go back to Denver. I'm actually a member of the museum, so uh-huh. I'm surprised.
Well, you shouldn't miss that one then.
Okay.
Your name will be mud if you're a member and miss that one.
Oh, no. Well, they didn't send me anything about it.
Oh, is that right?
No,
oh, I'm surprised.
No. I did change my address once, so.
Yeah, I'm surprised that somewhere along the line you haven't got a notification of it.
No.
So be sure and come anyway.
Slip through the cracks. Do you ever have do you have a 4-H fair around here? Or used to?
4-H is quite active.
Okay.
And of course, their stuff that they do goes to the local county fair.
Okay. Do you have a get together where people